Mysteries about true histories is coming up next.
Hey, this is Max. In case you're tuning in for the first time, let me catch you up. You see, the other day my kooky Aunt Murgatroyd sent my friend Molly and I a mysterious package. She said it was a time machine. We didn't believe her at first. Boy, were we wrong. Then she recruited us to be part of a secret order of problem solvers who travel through time and space solving riddles and puzzles created by the troublesome trolls. They're like the bad guys. Anyway, now every day is one big adventure as Molly and I use math and logic to try and solve mysteries about true histories. Heads or tails? It's a simple choice, Brad.
Fine, heads. No, tails. No, heads. Definitely heads.
You sound confident.
Just flip the coin.
Tails, you lose. Again.
Woo-hoo! Go, Max!
Relax, Katrina. It's a game of chance.
I don't get it. How could I lose 20 times in a row? That's impossible.
Not impossible. Improbable, yes. But in a coin flip, there's a 50-50 chance of it being heads or tails each time, regardless of the previous flip.
Right. But doesn't he also have a 50-50 chance of getting it right each time?
Yes, Katrina.
Which means Brad should have guessed right about 10 times.
But he didn't. And now Brad owes me lunch for the rest of the week.
There's something fishy going on. I can smell it.
No, that's just Molly's lunch.
Face it, Brad. I'm just really lucky.
And cute.
Don't make me barf my fish patty.
Double or nothing, Brad. Your luck's bound to change.
Fine. Tails.
Heads. Wow, you are really bad at this.
Or maybe you're just too good, Max.
Yep. Here comes that fish patty.
That's it. I'm done. Before I have to buy him lunch for the rest of the year.
I'm out too. I gotta go work on my new cheer routine.
Give me a bye. Bye.
Pfft, whatever. Later, Max.
Hey, let me see that coin.
Sure. Inspect away. It's completely legit.
I don't know how you did it, but enjoy your lunch. On me.
That was fun.
Mm-hmm.
What does that mean?
I'm supposed to believe you'd leave pranking Brad to chance? Let me see your other hand.
My other hand?
Open up.
Fine. You got me.
What is that? A magnet?
Yeah. The magnet allows me to flip the quarter to whichever side I want.
But I thought quarters aren't magnetic.
They're not. This is a special, really old one. Aunt Murgatroyd gave it to me.
Wow.
Hey, you never know. This might come in handy one day.
Right.
What's wrong? What's with all the sighing?
Nothing. There's something I just can't figure out.
You mean me? Don't even try. I'm a riddle. Wrapped inside a mystery. Wrapped inside a... Siri? What's another word for mysterious?
Synonyms for mysterious include puzzling, strange, and peculiar.
No, Max, it's not you. It's all those strange clues we've been gathering while running around and solving problems.
That's what's bothering you?
It means something important. I can feel it.
How many of them are there?
There's 10 of them. I wrote them down in the order that we found them. Ready? There's 6, 1, U, 8, J, 6, 0, Y, 1, L. But remember that note we found at Stonehenge that said there were X clues? But what's X?
Right. Hey, wait. You said there were 10 clues?
Yeah, so far.
Well, what if it's just like the last clue at the Colosseum? What if X is the Roman numeral for 10? That means we got them all.
Max, that's genius. Okay, so there's 6, 1, U, 8, J, 6, 0, Y, 1, L. It's gotta be some kind of code, right?
I guess. Seems pretty random to me.
I can't crack it, and it's bumming me out.
And they say I'm strange, puzzling, and peculiar. Here, let me take a whack at it. Have you tried swapping the numbers for letters, like A is 1 and...
Yes, and I tried swapping letters for numbers. Either way, it's a meaningless jumble.
What if we separated the letters and numbers?
Oh, I hadn't thought of that.
Sometimes you need a mysterious guy to solve a mystery.
Relax, you haven't solved it yet.
Okay. If we separate the letters and numbers, we get 618601 and UJYL. 618601. Could that be a zip code?
Zip codes are only 5 digits. That's 6.
A phone number?
That's 7.
Okay, somewhere between a zip code and a phone number. You know what? Forget the numbers. What about the letters?
UJYL.
Maybe it's an acronym. You just why look? You jump why left? You jokers why lettuce?
Yep, that must be it.
Or what if UJYL is the word July scrambled up?
Ooh, I like that. And if the letters spell out July, maybe the numbers are a date. There's 6 of them. 2 for the day and 4 for the year.
Aha! I think we're getting somewhere.
What's that?
Sounds like bells.
That's not the school bell.
It's a FaceTime voice call from Aunt Murgatroyd.
Cheerio, problem solvers. Those chimes you hear are the bells of Big Ben. However, there's no time to visit London. I need you in Chelsea, St. Wales on February 14th, 1971. The trolls have something tricksy planned for Decimal Day. Over and out.
Decimal Day? What's that?
On February 15th, 1971, the United Kingdom decimalized their currency and moved to a system based on units of 10, like we have here. It required the circulation of tons of new coins.
I see. What was the old system like?
There were 12 pence, or pennies, in a shilling, and 20 shillings in a pound, which is like the UK dollar.
Which means there are 12 times 20 pence in a pound. That's 240.
Yep, but that doesn't include tanners and florins.
What are they?
A tanner was a 6 pence coin, and a florin was 2 shillings.
Yikes, that's so much to keep up with.
Which is why they decided to have Decimal Day!
Speaking of, this Decimal Day problem isn't going to solve itself. Get a move on!
Sorry, we're coming.
Entering the coordinates and... Ooh, pretty. So remind me, why are we here?
The Royal Mint moved to Wales in 1968 in order to handle the change to decimalization.
I bet that's where the trolls are making trouble. We should find the mint.
You know, I just realized I was so busy flipping coins with Brad, I didn't actually get to eat lunch.
Do we really have time for a snack?
I mean, if we make it quick. Ooh, look, a chippy.
A what?
A shop where they sell fish and chips.
Fish and potato chips?
Well, in the UK, they call French fries chips.
Oh. Hey, do you think they have fish patties?
Only one way to find out.
Here's 8 pence of the chips in a nice piece of attic. Cheers, mate. Afternoon. And what can we do for you?
Some chips for me and a fish for her. And please hurry, I'm starving!
Okay, young lad. Would you like 8 pence, 10 or a shilling worth of chips?
A shilling.
Wait, Max, how are you gonna pay for it? You don't have any money.
Sorry, youngster. No money, no chips.
I have a quarter.
A quarter? Is that part of this newfangled decimalization?
Max, they don't even have quarters here. It's from the future.
You know, I heard rumors of counterfeit coins being put into circulation. I don't think I can accept this. Sorry.
Counterfeit coins? I bet that's what the trolls are up to.
Ugh. There's another one of those lorries from the mint blocking the window.
Lorry?
A truck. You kids ain't from around here, are you?
We're just visiting.
Yeah, well, it's been a bloody madhouse around these parts because of Decimal Day. Mind the shop, would you? Hey, you can't park here. Shove off me.
Whoa, look. What? Is there a chip on the floor? I'll eat it.
No, the truck. There's a strange symbol on the side.
Sorry, all I can see are chips.
Max, snap out of it. We can have a snack when we get back to Oshkosh.
Fine. What am I looking at?
The symbol on the truck. I've seen it before.
Looks like a waffle fry... chip.
Conklin's calendar. That's where I saw it before. Quick, snap a picture with your phone and send it to Aunt Murgatroyd.
Weird. My coin magnet is spinning in my pocket.
Max, take the picture. Quick, the truck is leaving.
Got it!
Who do these guys think they are?
Excuse me, would you mind telling us where the mint is?
Sure. It's about a mile up the north road. You can't miss it.
Thanks.
No problem.
Oh!
Before you go, I always let out-of-towners sample me chips.
I love you!
Back it's up. Keep going.
Whoa, look at all those trucks.
I bet the ones with the symbols on them have counterfeit coins.
The problem is, there must be hundreds of trucks parked here. How are we gonna find all the ones with symbols on them?
First, let's figure out how many trucks there are. You count down, I'll count across.
14 down.
11 across. 11 times 14. That's actually kind of tricky.
Nah, multiplying by 11 is easy. Just multiply whatever number you want by 10 first, and then add that number to the answer. That gives you 11 of whatever number you're multiplying by.
Wait, let me make sure I got it. In this case, we want to do 11 times 14. So first, we do 10 times 14, which equals 140. And then we add one more 14 to that, giving us 154.
Exactly!
Nice! But how are we going to inspect 154 trucks?
That I don't have a simple answer for.
Oh well, guess we got to go row by row. Come on, let's sneak down.
I just did two rows with no troll symbols. Maybe it's just that one truck with the counterfeit coins. Would that be enough to sabotage the entire system?
Nah, there's gotta be more.
Okay, back to searching.
Wait, something doesn't feel right.
About us being here?
No, I mean my coin magnet doesn't feel right. It keeps spinning around in my pocket.
Take it out.
Whoa! Did you see that? It just flew out of my hand.
Where'd it go?
Found it! It's stuck to the side of this truck.
Look, the truck has a troll symbol on it. Could the counterfeit coins be magnetic?
Ooh! Then we could just let the magnet lead the way.
But once we find all the trucks with the counterfeit coins, how do we stop them from leaving the mint?
Who said that? Who's there?
Uh-oh!
Trespassers!
Wait, you don't understand. We're just kids investigating a rumor about counterfeit coins.
I've heard that. It's bloody nonsense. This is the Royal Mint.
Oh yeah? If it's nonsense, why is this truck magnetic? And this one isn't.
That is odd. Let me take a look. These coins all look the same as the new ones. And they weigh the same. Hey, where'd they go?
They're right here, stuck to my magnet.
Which means they're made of a different metal than the real coins.
Oh dear. Halt the shipments!
Hey, Rufus. Good to see you, buddy.
Max, didn't Em get back to you about the troll symbol on the truck?
Yeah. She texted me that they're part of the troll's updated cipher code. She and the other veteran problem solvers haven't been able to crack it yet, and we're still trying to figure out what the numbers 618601 mean.
Wow, it must be super complicated.
Yep, and now there's another problem.
What?
I'm starving again. And we're out of ice cream! No!
Oh, good. You're here. You can help me with the groceries. Hi, Molly.
Hey, Mrs. P.
Please tell me you brought ice cream.
I tried. The store was all out.
Out of ice cream? How? That's impossible!
Just kidding. I got you, Rocky Road.
Mom, why would you do that to me?
Haha, way to troll him, Mrs. P.
Whatever. Can you imagine if there was no more ice cream? That would be crazy.
Yeah, that sure would be. This episode of Mysteries About True Histories was written by Adam Markowitz and voiced by Dexter Danger Mayo, Molly Smith, Caitlin Gard, Taya Garland, and Melissa Del Toro Schaffner. Original music by Brian Suarez. Our associate producer is Max Kamaski. Technical direction and sound design by Josh Hahn. The executive producers are Adam Tex Davis and Jerry Kolber from Atomic Entertainment, and Jed Baker and Agaranish A. Palmer from Starglow Media. Mysteries About True Histories is a Starglow Media and Atomic Entertainment production. Grown-ups, looking for ad-free audio fun for the whole family? Subscribe to Starglow Plus on Apple or wherever you get your podcasts. Learn more at starglowmedia.com/subscribe. Catch you on the next Mysteries About True Histories.